This is the next gear on podtech.net. My name is Matt Kelly, and I'm here at the Alternative Car Expo in Santa Monica. I'm joined by Greg Lane. He is the founder of Universal Electric Vehicle Corporation. Greg, thanks for being on the podcast.
Well, thank you.
I'm standing in front of an absolutely gorgeous roadster here. Tell me about it.
Well, it's been in development since 98. We have rebuilt and rebuilt time after time, and this is what our final body configuration. And as far as the interior, we just tore it apart, put it back together, and this is our prototype for the interior.
And so it is an all-electric vehicle.
It is an all-electric vehicle. We are really excited about the Automotive X Prize, and we're going to shoot for some really high numbers on that. So that's something that not only you have looks, but dependability, longevity, and certainly duration.
Are you using a lithium ion battery to retain a charge, or how is it?
Yes, lithium ion, but that's not the end of all things. We have a few tricks up our sleeves we're working on, and we're hoping to go far beyond the norm.
Talk to me about some of the specs of the vehicle, how fast it goes, and things like that.
Well, as a purchase, we've kind of kept our 0 to 60 tamed down to about 7. You don't want to send your mom out for, you know, a gallon of milk, and she can't handle the vehicle. We don't tout this as an exotic race car. So you're looking about 0 to 60, about 7 seconds. We're looking at about 250 range right now with lithium ion.
250 miles, yes. On a charge.
Although we do offer this with lead acid, because a lot of people are only traveling just a few miles and they don't want to spend that kind of money.
And how fast can it go? 100, 140 miles an hour, or what are we
looking at? Well, we have a brand new drive train that is coming in May, and we'll be able to release that information at that time. Right now, you're looking at about 80, and of course, with the new drive train, well, that'll be enhanced greatly.
Tesla Motors has a Roadster out. They're selling it at about $100,000, mm-hmm. and they've already sold out of their 2007 mm-hmm. models and are taking orders for 2008. Mm-hmm. In a sense, I would imagine they're somewhat of a competitor for you. How do you look at them as a colleague in the marketplace?
Well, the reality is we are not after a race car. A race car fanatic type. We're more into the daily driver, somebody that wants to go to work in a stylish way, wants to just use it as a first car and use their second car as their trip vehicle.
And how much can the consumer get into this universal electric vehicle for?
It will be going for $69,900.
Very affordable.
Very affordable in comparison. But you're not getting a race car. Mm-hmm. You are getting a good daily driver.
Mm-hmm. And where is the UEV Corporation located?
We're in Thousand Oaks, California.
Right here in California. Mm-hmm. So you're definitely relying on the California design aesthetic. Who did design the style of the body?
I did.
You did? Mm-hmm. Wow, it looks gorgeous. I must compliment you on that.
More fun than anything.
Yeah, yeah. Your final thoughts on the vehicle and the alternative automobile space at this juncture, and where it might be going?
Well, we are taking reservations now, as of actually the 6th, and we are at about number 17 right now. So things are starting to take off, and really no one knows much about us, but it looks like it's going to be a terrific adventure for us.
Well, I predict you'll do very well. Where can consumers find out more information?
www.universalelectricvehicle.com.
Okay, it's Greg Lane, founder of UEV Corporation. I thank you for being on the podcast.
Thank you.